open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Happy Labor Day weekend for you guys in the United States and for you guys on the other side of the planet. I hope you're not too cold tonight. It's been warm here and very, very muggy in the Philadelphia, New York area. And of course, I was away on my cruise and Don had to pull me off the boat to get me on the air tonight. So here we are. I have been giving reports on this show, Let's Find Out, on some very important information from time to time over the past year or so, and all of them are in the archives. I have reported on money. That was last July. I have reported on cybercoins and the chip and how we need to prepare for some difficult times coming. Tonight, I'm going to talk about weather changes because we had incredible upsetting weather. Nobody really knows why, and everybody's blaming everybody else. Actually, we can't blame anybody for the weather because we are a part of a solar system, the sun and 10 planets, and we revolve around the sun. We also live in something called space, and the sun and our solar system is within a galaxy, and all of this determines weather. That doesn't mean that we don't have chemtrails or whatever, HAARP and all that stuff. It doesn't mean we don't have that stuff going on. I'm sure we do. But the main part of the weather happens from space. And we just have to accept that because it's the truth. Most meteorologists are unable to forecast weather more than 10 days in advance, and they consistently fail to even provide seasonal climate forecasts that cover 3 months. This afternoon, I sent Don a map from the weather reporting, the almanac, about what's coming next year. And tonight, I want to really prepare you for what's coming because people aren't prepared. Later today, I heard a report from Massachusetts where there are several towns that are losing all of their waterfront. It's only the beginning, folks. Edgar Cayce predicted years ago that the ocean would come in 5 miles. Elizabeth Joyce is predicting that before 2030, the ocean will come in 20 miles, which means that we are going to have a lot of beachfront property no longer existing. As a matter of fact, within the next 6 to 8 months, parts of Miami may well be underwater. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying it because it's the truth. Unlike astrology forecasters, meteorologists do not know how to perform advanced climate and weather techniques or to be able to forecast out of their 10-day area, much less a month, and never for what's coming the next season, be it spring, summer, fall, or winter. None of it holds because they're always off the mark a little bit. But the way to predict weather is to notice what's happening in the universe, to notice what's happening with astrology. People say that's impossible, but it's not. We know that climate and weather conditions begin in space because that's where our planet, the Earth, lives. Our climate and the results of weather is caused by solar, lunar, and planetary configurations relative to the Earth. There are many mundane astrologers that study this. One of the top ones is Theodore White. I've been a member of Theodore White's website for a long time. You might want to Google him. So we're going to talk about the changes that are coming. And we're also going to talk about what people need to know and what's coming to them during these changes. I believe I do have a call. And who is the caller, please? I'm sorry.
Her name is Donna.
Donna?
Hello?
Hi, Donna. How are you? I'm sorry. I lost my notes here on Skype. Tonight's the night, let me tell you. And
oh,
you're
wow.
from Maryland, right?
Yes.
And you were born the day after Christmas, so you were born on Box Day.
No, I was born on the 25th.
Oh, he wrote the 26th. Okay, you were born on Christmas, right?
Yes.
Okay, Donna, do you have a question tonight?
I have a question concerning career, concerning my job. But you're talking about weather, so maybe I'll have snow for Christmas. But
no, we're not going to have snow for Christmas. It's coming in February. Go ahead, Donna.
Oh, boo. There's a reorganization at my job.
Yeah, and
there's going to be another possible management slot opening, and I'm thinking it may be the one for me.
Well, that would take a little work. I'm going to tell you that there is a change coming on your job, and I'm going to tell you that it will be very difficult for you, but it also could bring you more responsibility. So let me ask you, are you ready to be a manager?
Yes.
You think so?
I've been doing it now. I'm probably going to get the position and the money. I prefer the money over the position. Titles aren't my.
You better not. You better not, Donna, because you won't get it if you prefer the money. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's not the way to run a job. You have to prefer your work and what you give and share to others, and the money is secondary. A lot of people on the planet know that already.
Right, and I already know that too because I'm a lowly state employee, and I'm in social services, so I do what I care about.
Absolutely, that's good. So you're in social services, I know about social services. I kind of do it too, and I know how people can be. So are you near Bethesda?
It's in the next county.
I feel you're going to go to Bethesda, and I don't know why.
Oh,
or maybe you
have thought about Laurel.
Well, Laurel is nice, but I'm feeling that the orders will come out of Bethesda. Now, remember, when a psychic gets that, it can mean that that's where the company is located, and you're going to a branch. But I told you it was going to be difficult. You're going to have a job change, but I'm not getting exactly what the job change is. I am getting that you are going to have one, and that it's going to probably happen in October, and that you're going to have to drive to Bethesda. Now, just because you have to drive to Bethesda doesn't mean it's every single day. I want to show you how psychic ability works. It means that you're going to have to drive to Bethesda. It could be for an interview. It could be for a convention or to meet people, but you're going to have to drive to Bethesda before you get the job. So it may not even be coming from the offices that you're working in now, correct?
Correct.
Nonetheless, the shift, although it might be difficult for you, will be well worth it. They're assuring me that this change is coming from your subconscious and that it's coming from something that you've wanted and thought about for a long time. So although you have Saturn going across your sun, that's always a move and a change. Although you're going to have this change and you can adjust to it, don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. It's all going to work out. It takes time. 6 months.
Great.
So don't be surprised if things start feeling like you're going to an earthquake in October. Because you'll see the changes. Actually, there's going to be some kind of a spat in your company over the equinox in September, and that's around the 21st, 22nd. There'll be some kind of a spat. And are they bringing in a new manager above you?
Well, they just got here, but the whole system is changing. And I don't like to look at the clients as a dollar sign.
No.
You know, and everything.
Well,
is
I'm going to tell you, honey, that they're gonna clean house. New management usually does. It may take some time. They'll get out of you that which they need to learn, and then they'll let you go. Everybody in your area will be let go within the next 2 years. Yours is within 6 months because you're wise enough to know that you may need to look elsewhere, and you're going to start looking, and something's coming your way. Something's coming your way. So don't be afraid. Take your power. Let them do their little dance and move on.
I think, and I just feel confident the Lord is going to put me where I need to be.
He certainly is. Put me in my right place, Lord. Let that be your everyday prayer. And thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, now we're going to get back to the weather. So unlike the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who is unable to accurately forecast seasonal weather conditions, Astronomers, forecasters can and do. I know that I am asked about the weather as early as September of the year before, because I'm supposed to write my predictions for the next year. And I do it differently than other people. You check the ephemeris and then you allow yourself to move forward in time. I know that you people don't understand that and not everybody can do it, but we can do it and we can see what's happening. It's called remote viewing. So the advice is not to worry about the future and get out and enjoy the sunshine and the warmth and the colors that we have now. We have plenty of time later on coping with shorter days, longer nights, and gray skies. And we can complain about who's right or wrong about the weather in days to come. Of course, this is the same rationalization from the same meteorologists who are unable to forecast past 10 days and who think that a month or 3 months is a long time. It really isn't. Thousands of human beings still have crops to grow and to eat and still require weather forecasts for their trade and for travel. Remember, the weather rules our food, the weather rules travel, and when you're flooding and your house is flooded to the second story, you do have a concern. So we'll take a pause now and get back to what's coming in 2019 after we talk with Connie from Maryland. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Oh, it's Bonnie with a B.
Okay, Bonnie from Maryland. January 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your question?
Well, my question is I have a lawsuit coming up shortly.
Oh, you do?
And I wanted to know if I was going to be a beneficiary of that or the opposite.
It's a complicated lawsuit, and I really would have to do a longer reading with you and look at your chart. I'm feeling that you have difficulties with it, and there's something that you're having a problem proving. What is that?
I don't know about that. Something I'm having a problem proving.
What's the lawsuit? What is the lawsuit concerning?
Well, it's a concerning of my husband's house.
Mm-hmm.
And and he wanted his children and me to be equal, to have equal shares of the selling of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids and I, we really never got close or anything. And
was it in the will?
Yeah, it's in a will, yeah.
Okay, is it on a deed?
Bonnie, no, it's not a deed, it's in the will.
What's on the deed?
Well, one of his son's name is on the deed.
You're in trouble. Have you ever heard of ownership in the entirety? Write it down.
Okay.
Ownership in the entirety. I don't know if your state has this law, but Pennsylvania does. Ownership in the entirety means that if your husband dies, the wife owns the house and it cannot be questioned. It's a state law. Not every state has it. That's the first thing you have to find out. And the second thing you need to hear is that this house is going to go to you and the son named on the deed. And you'll have your share in the entirety and the son will have the other share. It's not going to go to all the children. It's going to go to you, and it's going to go to that son that's named. So you're all going to have to get together and work it out. Okay. I'm afraid that the deed overrides the will, and I don't.
Well, that's what I thought.
That's what I'm seeing for you. And actually, I guess it's not such a bad thing. At least you're included.
According to his will, then the other children would be out
that aren't named
on the deed, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
You have to listen to the rest of it, please.
Thank you.
But the remunerative part could be that they would get that much of a share if there's any finances. So you and the son would get the house, and the children would have that part made up to them by receiving more of the money division. That's right, just and fair. That's called right, just and fair. And that is probably how it's going to work out. So nobody's going to be 100% happy.
Right. I didn't figure on that.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thanks for calling. Let's find out. And, of course, I am taking calls and trying to explain this weather science to you as well, because I think it's so important. I've been reading so much lately of how these storms are coming. And haven't they been awful? I mean, we have weather upon weather, and we have people saying, oh, nothing's happened in the last 50 years. I'm not leaving. Well, you better leave. You better leave, because these storms are so chaotic because of what's happening with the sun right now. And you need to understand that they will be fast, furious, and fierce. Now, we have a hurricane coming. I think the name is Florence. It's the one after Florence, the one that begins with a G, that's going to be devastating. And I think, again, it's going to hit Key West and Florida. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I'm telling you that it's coming, and it's probably coming by the end of September. The weather of 28 and 2019. First of all, winter is going to be very, very late for North America. It's not going to arrive until February. That means that spring of 2019 is going to be cold and wet due to the late winter start. We kind of had that this year. This will be due to global cooling. Nobody believes that global cooling is happening. They think it's all global warming. That's because we're in chaos right now. Two things are happening. The sun is in its minimum, and it's going to be there for 35 years. And we've had a very slight axis change in our rotation around the sun, which throws off everything. You don't need much of an axis change to get this weather crazy. So we're going to have irregular seasons. And you know that our food is grown seasonal, and it's going to have to change. And I've been saying that for a long time. I don't know how the equinoxes are going to change, but I have a feeling that they are. And I have a feeling that we're going to discover that maybe March 21st isn't going to be the first day of spring. It might go to May 21st. And so, therefore, it would create a lot of international changes. The fall season of 2018, which we're in right now, is going to be warm and mild for much of the United States, and wetter than normal for the eastern third of the U.S. So there's been lots of rain. There has been here in Philadelphia, and I'm sure that there has been in other places, too. We've had so much flooding. The previous spring season, the one that we had this last year, was cold and wet, leading to what felt like an extension of winter. Absolutely. I think we had snow through April. However, in reality, spring came early. It wasn't what many people associate with a traditional spring. By May of 2018, it felt as if winter had turned into summer, with spring missing due to the cold, cloudy, wet weather through March and April. I'm telling you right now that in Australia, they're having flooding, fierce flooding, as they come to the end of their winter. So they're opposite us, but they're having the same kind of weather response at us 6 months later, because they're on the other side of the equator. After a brutally cold winter, which we had this year, and an early but cold and wet spring and summer temperatures, the humidity suddenly appeared in early May, and we've had tremendously high humidity. So the forecast previously posted in May said that June and July and August would be average and above average temperatures for the eastern half of North America, along with record heat for the western half of the continent. Also, warmer temperatures, mostly in dry weather, extending well into autumn. as deep as December and into January of 2019. So when the girl called up and said that she was born on Christmas and she hoped that we had snow, and I told her that we wouldn't, this is why. We're all going to have to, we are going to have to change not only our gardening and our crops process and planting, we're going to have to change our housing, because most of our houses are square and tall. And in order to survive -5 degrees weather, the window panes are going to have to change texture, and houses are going to become rounded rather than square. So that will be very, very interesting to watch. And I've already seen samples of what those houses look like. And they're just very different, but it is a hoot to see what they look like. I just want to say that this is also a call-in show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And the call-in number is 888-429-5471 if you want to call in and ask a question tonight. Again, it's 888-429-5471. October 1st and 2nd of 2018, there's going to be an unusual lake effect storm that's going to affect Buffalo, New York, and the other upper surrounding areas of the United States and Canada. And there could be as much as 24 inches of snow and ice accumulating up in that area in early October. Monday, October 1st, there will be a changeover of snow that will come from increased mixing within an approaching squall. Colder air will flood from the west, and the atmosphere over Buffalo will destabilize vertically as the temperature difference between the lake water and the air is several kilometers, and it's going to grow larger. The early October storm effects will be highly localized and will be dumped about 3 feet of snow on some areas of the Buffalo metro region. So the Erie County, Genesee County, Orleans County, Niagara County, and Niagara region are going to be on the lookout just as October begins. Then, a week before Thanksgiving in November of 2018, a strong early winter storm will cause snowfall, freezing rain, and ice across the Midwest into the Great Lakes. This pre-Thanksgiving week of November is going to develop around a Texas-Colorado low that will become very intense as the storm moves northeastward through central United States towards the Great Lakes. Then there's a cold front coming to the eastern edge of a larger mass that will bring below freezing temperatures and advance slowly through the Midwest. On the morning of November 14th, freezing temperatures will advance into central Iowa, and the freeze line will reach lower eastern Iowa and western Missouri. And I always think that it's better to know ahead of time what's going to happen than to wonder. The chances of this meandering front will travel about 10 miles an hour in a low pressure system from the southwest. The front will stall, retreat briefly, and advance after a passage of a low to the northeast. This movement of the below freezing air mass will be very shallow in its advance edging. Missouri and Illinois will see snowfall of about 10 inches or more, with several locales receiving 14 inches. Some small areas in central Missouri and in west central Illinois may see 16 inches. Prior to this, there will have been a mild fall weather over the Midwest, and temperatures in October and early November in the 60 degrees above Fahrenheit range for much of the central and southern Midwest. The pre-Thanksgiving storm will see more than 6 inches of snow falling along a 1,000-mile path, extending from central Oklahoma through northern Michigan, along with the accumulations of sleet and freezing rains in excess of 2 and 3 inches throughout Illinois and Missouri. Expect thick layers of ice with moderate to heavy snow that could cause tens of thousands of people to lose power and telephones from broken transmission wires due to broken poles and falling tree branches, especially in Missouri and Illinois. Let's take another deep breath as we proceed along. And I have another call coming in. I have Eileen from California. Hello, Eileen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm very well. And what can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to know about moving. I live in a really wonderful state, and the weather, speaking of which is what inspired my call, is really fabulous. I like the Mediterranean climate, so I'm very reluctant to move to another place, but California's not as ideal as it used to be. And I was wondering if there's any place that might look good, or a time period, or if I just sit tight and wait for the doors of the divine to open.
Well, the doors of the divine are always wonderful, and they're going to open for you whether you sit tight or not. I do see that you could be thinking about going to Washington State. Would that help you? People are going to begin to move up, but not near the water, up towards the Canadian border.
I've been told that astrocartography-wise that it wasn't a good place for me.
Okay. So then the other choice, that's what I was feeling that you were thinking about. But the other idea could be someplace either in Montana, or you could come over to the east side to Upper New York State. I don't know if you know much about that.
No,
area, Upper New York State.
I know it's just the weather when you leave California, it's not nearly as ideal as it is, and
California weather is changing, and momentarily there could be an earthquake coming down from Alaska into Canada and Upper California, as well as Washington and Oregon. So I do see that coming, causing problems, and it's more in Upper California than Lower California. I suggest you sit and meditate, and I know that the right answer will come to you. I'm feeling that you're a very good meditator and that the right answer will come. The other thing that's going to start happening with you, Eileen, because you do meditate, is you're going to start hearing from people living in different areas, and somebody's going to want to do some business with you from another area that's going to lure you there, and you may just fall in love with it.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's talk about this earthquake. A lot of people are predicting it for California, but you're saying it's coming from Alaska?
Yes, it's coming across the Bering Strait, actually from Korea, because of the bombing that they're doing under the oceans, and it's going to come down through Alaska, Canada, and Upper California. But it will come as low as San Francisco, I believe. And I think it's momentarily. It's awfully hard to tell in this energy. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was before the first of the year.
Some people have said that it would happen actually before the end of October, or before the beginning of October even.
I'm going to tell you what I think. We have a very dangerous configuration happening mid-January, and that is that Mars is going to conjunct Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. That is always an explosion. It's always transgression. It's always force. It can be guns. It can be bombs. It can be earthquakes. It can be anything with the weather. So I think that just before that is when it's going to happen. We also have a short configuration over the fall equinox, which I mentioned prior in this program. And that is also another problem that's going to cause the beginning of aggression. Now, that could be political as well as weather-wise. I think it's both. So we do have some hot news coming at the end of September, which is going to kind of throw off the fall equinox when everybody does their celebrations. And we have some bumps in the road in October, but not as severe as what I'm feeling towards mid-December to mid-January. That month between December 15th and January 15th is the month we're going to have problems.
Wow. Is that when Mars conjunct Saturn and Pluto? That sounds insanely intense, just even reading
it
those
is.
Four words.
You got it.
And when you're saying Capricorn, you're talking about the house, not the constellation, correct?
No,
you're
I'm
doing
talking
tropical
about
astrology?
The constellation. Capricorn is the father.
Oh, do you do sidereal astrology?
I don't know what I do. I do astrology with my psychic senses, and I do Elizabeth Joyce astrology. That's what I do.
Okay,
and it
well,
works.
That's cool, because sometimes
it works
different.
Because it's accurate.
Okay, well, thank you. So
You're
I guess
very
I'll
welcome.
Keep open. Have a good show.
Good. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and let's see, I think I got as far as the end of the year, pre-Thanksgiving. There'll be a storm in the southern plains that's going to sweep across the Midwest from central Oklahoma to the northeast. In the meantime, the people on the East Coast are not going to have that kind of activity, so it will be a little surprising. The months of February, March, and April of 2019 are going to be primary winter season for the Northern Hemisphere. And much of the winter storm damages are going to be concentrated in the Midwest. North America blizzard of 2019 is going to form around February 17th, and that blizzard will begin, and it will produce heavy snowfall, thick icing from freezing rain, strong gusting high winds, from Missouri east all the way across to the state of Maine. So we're going to have to watch that. New York City will see something in the range of 26 inches of snow in some locales and as much as 32 inches with this February 17th nor'easter. It's going to dump heavy wet snow across the mid-Atlantic through New England states, stretching from Virginia to Maine, and will end in the Atlantic Canada a few days later. I was just up there to St. John's and Halifax. So they're going to get bombarded, but not as soon as the Midwest. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm trying to show you the imbalance of our weather, and we'll have more of it as we go into the difficult 20s. Now it's time for us to take a break and listen to our messages. And I'll be back shortly after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 2nd through September 9th, 2018. Now that the eclipses and Mars and Mercury retrograde are over in the rear view mirror, it's time to get moving towards projects and plans that got put on hold over the summer. With a new moon in Virgo and Saturn turning direct this week, along with a few tricky aspects that need careful handling, this week promises to be anything but normal. Sunday and Monday is a USA Labor Day holiday, and they're under the influence of a talkative Gemini moon. This favors short projects, short trips or visits, and lots of running around with quick errands. Although the week begins on a social flair, the action takes place during the latter half of the week. Mercury begins it all on Wednesday, September 5th. Mental Mercury in Virgo between September 5th and 22nd helps you get organized and become more efficient. Mercury is happy in its home territory of Virgo, and communications will be running along smoothly, with just the facts, ma'am, for at least 2 weeks. Much can be accomplished if you improve your efficiency. The only planet that's been holding things back is a slow but sure Saturn, retrograde since April. Saturn moves forward on September 6th, helping you to get to work on long-term future projects and responsibilities. You can now begin to move ahead towards your future goals, being both organized and focused. On Thursday morning, Saturn ends his retrograde cycle. You may feel a bit sluggish during the middle of this week, but just know that you can start work on long-term and future projects in the weeks ahead. Get an early start on Friday as Mercury wakes you up to get moving. Write down your brilliant ideas so they don't get lost in even more ideas. Mercury sets up a short pattern called a grand earth trine that helps you accomplish a great deal if you're willing to get to work. Before you begin to move forward, be aware that there are three bumps on the road. On Friday, the Sun opposes Neptune. This brings a time when illusions and imaginations seem to be on caffeine. If you have a desire to escape some of life's harsher realities, instead of resorting to opioids or alcohol, find a quiet place to meditate, be alone with your thoughts, and work on something creative or spiritual.
Saturday brings a Venus-Mars square. This is the second time these two planets have been on the warpath, and it's not a good time to make any decisions over love or finances. Find a way to get your work done and do something out of the ordinary on the weekend. Saturday has the moon moving into Virgo, which is great for cleaning the house or other mundane tasks. Virgo is associated with pets, so pick out a kitten or a puppy for yourself, or take the dog for a walk. There is a short relationship challenge between Venus and Mars on Saturday afternoon, and this is not the best time to push anything regarding relationship issues. Last up is Sunday, September 9th. Venus enters Scorpio, a place where it's uncomfortable with relationships, values, and finances. This brings in the strong Scorpio energies to control, possess, and manipulate. Except for a two-week backslide into Libra, Venus remains in Scorpio through the end of the year due to the retrograde cycle in late October. Later on Sunday comes the extremely gentle Virgo new moon, and every planet will be in feminine signs, suggesting that the best way to deal with your new beginnings is not through action, but through non-action. The emphasis is on the receiving principle of life. The light shines its spotlight on Virgo's virtue of serving and caring for others. If you have something to start or begin at this time, Sunday, September 9th, is the best day to begin. Welcome to September. As school begins, the college kids return, and we reluctantly let go the beautiful sunny days of the summer. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce is a modern-day mystic author and master spiritual teacher. She's also a healer through the grace of God. Elizabeth works through the risen power of your kundalini as a conduit. She transmutes this energy from source, and healing has occurred simply by being in her presence, or by voice activation, or by the vibration that she creates when she's teaching a spiritual intensive. She's a popular, gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom of life. Many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. So come join us and raise your vibration and change your life quickly with confidence. Attend our spiritual intensive, which is only given twice a year. The date and time are Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, 2018, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the James Laura House Auditorium, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's time to remember and to remind yourself who you are. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I have the voice of sanity and clarity within me. When I remember, I am transported into an inner reality of what is. The light fills my being with peace and purpose. I give relentlessly. I allow myself to receive and love myself for who I am. I am safe. I am free. And I am responsible for my thoughts, actions, and wellness. Joyously embrace this spiritual frontier of opportunity. For further information or to register for this intensive, call 215-996-0646. Or you can email elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. We're looking forward to you joining us. Hope to see you in October. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce
is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day.
This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, We learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream and the eagle takes. light. From a distance there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we
this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And of course, that was Bette Midler with From a Distance. Since I'm talking about weather tonight, I wanted to remind everybody what we're going to see. Picture yourself on Mars or on Venus from a distance. We need to remember those words because they are so wonderful. And they remind us of who we really are and should be. I'm taking calls tonight as well as trying to talk about the weather and the almanac and what's coming up this winter. And I have a call from Helen from Virginia. How are you, Helen?
I am fine. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for waiting. That was very nice of you. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, for quite a while now, I live in Virginia Beach, and I have had this strong feeling I need to move. I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And the last four and a half years have been extremely difficult with lots of things that happened. I don't know whether I'm having this urge that I just want to run.
And well, the subconscious is trying to warn you, and it will give you one upset after the other until finally it says, okay, here it comes, and then you get it all. I would follow my inner guide, never go against it, and move high. Go up to Asheville. Go to a place where you know you're safe. I know Edgar Casey said that Virginia Beach would be safe, but at this point, so much has changed. I don't think so. I just
I don't think any
shoreline is safe. I don't think so. So do what your inner being is telling you to do. Never go against it, no matter what.
Well, my first instinct is to go back where I've lived before, which is Florida or Texas. But I also have a strong pull to Sedona, and I don't know if that's way too different.
Sedona's okay. Just make sure you have a well on your property. And I understand that they're building and people are moving there like mad. So it's certainly not what you thought it would be. They're cutting into the red rocks and everything. But you go where you're led. Sedona certainly is safe. Virginia Beach is not. Go where led and where you think you can exist and have a business and bring in an income or whatever. I'm saying Asheville, North Carolina, because I know that's safe. It's Cherokee land. It's in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's holy land. But you'll decide, and you're going to get ready to do that in December, you know.
Okay.
So I wonder if this next... this next hurricane might really shake you up a bit.
Okay.
So good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Oh, well, thank you for that information. Thank you.
Okay. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it is way past time for me to leave, so I just want to say one more thing. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the coming 2018-2019 winter looks very much like last year's brutal forecast, but with even more snow, wind, and bone-numbing cold. Contrary to the stories storming on the web, our time-tested long-range formula is pointing towards a very long, cold, and snow-filled winter. We stand by our forecast and formula, which is accurately predicted the many storms last winter as well as this summer, steamy and hot conditions. Now, that's from the Farmer's Almanac. So what is it about the Farmer's Almanac that could lead them to have a much frostier outlook than this year's on this year's weather? The Farmer's Almanac has a formula based on solar activity, prevailing weather patterns, and meteorology. The Farmer's Almanac crew rely on sunspot activity, tidal wave action, planetary position, and other top-secret mathematical and astronomical formulas. In other words, take any of their predictions with a grain of salt when it comes to the meteorologists. Thank you for listening about what's coming this winter. I wanted to warn you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have to go into our meditation now. We have William singing Moonlight on My Window, which is a very wonderful song. It always reminds me of when the soul leaves the body. And I had some people pass away, and this is for Michael Day, Moonlight on My Window. Please listen to that. And then we have the meditation, and we're out with Richard Shulman, and he's creating change for us. And it's called New Beginnings. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to prepare for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Have your spine straight. You can hold your circuits, your thumb and your index finger on each hand with open palms. And you can lay down on the bed if you wish, as long as you're comfortable with your spine straight. Close your eyes. We're going to go into the oneness. The oneness that I call God, whose presence I have recognized, whose pleasure or displeasure I have sought, has been seeing his life through my eyes. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. God hears through my ears. His breath comes through my breathing. His intuition I have felt. Therefore, I know. I know that this body, which I had thought to be my own, is really a temple to God. I did not realize this before. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I am one with the universe. All of my DNA is in alignment with the divine. I walk with the breath of God. I talk with the breath of God. I feel with a sense of God's presence. Therefore, I dwell in love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I did not know that this body was a shrine to God. Not knowing that God experiences life through mankind. One is always seeking God somewhere else, in some person or energy, any kind of a diversion you can think of that is apart and aloof from this world. Oh, but the secret is, all the time, God is within oneself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys. And you remember the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences have revealed great lessons to you. And you are held in the moment when you realize that living the past is what it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe it all, bless it all, everything you've experienced in life, every person you've ever met, every experience you've ever had, bless it all and release it. For in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears, perhaps through salty tears, you are healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Release it all now. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Once free of this, you can reclaim your true power, with truth and love buried deep within your heart. Step through that gateway now. See yourself going into the bright amber light of the gateway. Step through it. And be thankful to fate for bringing you here, in this place, where you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I want to say thank you to Spirit for all of your goodness and all of your care. There are some who will call it energy, and there are some who will call it prayer. But you know what? There is something to this spiritual force. It's reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey of the soul that you are making is for me as well as for you. This is what creates the oneness. Embrace it, enliven it, and enjoy it. And remember, live only for that which brings you fulfillment. Cast aside anything else. Live only for that which brings you fulfillment, because God is within yourself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to go deeply into silence and enjoy the music.